Inspect this object very closely. Notice the different blends of colors used for this Peruvian sash. Observe how the artist kept the red and black together and the blue and yellow together. Now, notice the different symbols on the sash. Do you see anything striking? When I first observed this sash, the recurring symbol of the animal stood out to me. After inspecting it a little more, I saw that it could be a llama or an alpaca, animals that are native to Peru. These animals have plenty of historical significance in Peru, as they were the main animals used for agriculture and transporting of goods and people. They were fundamental in establishing the Incan Empire, which lasted between 1400 and 1533. The llama made it possible to take fish from the ocean and carry them up to emperors in the highlands, and transport products from the highlands to the lowlands. They were also a source of meat during these times, and their manure helped fertilize crops. For these reasons, llamas and alpacas have been venerated in Peruvian culture, which is what these square sections reflect. Continue to observe the weave of this sash. Flip it over and compare the front and back. Notice anything? The front and back of the sash are actually identical. The colors are simply inverted. Now, run your fingers along the weave of the sash. It's not that soft, is it? What do you think the purpose of the sash could have been? As you continue to inspect this sash, I will recite the poem Distant Yet Never So Close by Blanca Varela, a very famous Peruvian poet. Think about the words of the poem and just experience the object. Distant yet never so close, we walk a sinking earth. Lying down on her or simply standing, we feel the bucking of time. It's not about fearful flames nor ungovernable seas. On this earth, mind and body have the same ebb and flow. In the air that lacks weight, since nothing differs in memory from what we've seen or imagined. We dream as we live, waiting without certainty or science. The only thing we suspect beyond question, the last chord in this vague music which envelops us. Sometimes doubt, explicit as a flower, persuades us with its petals and signs to swirl on our axis, to thirst, stained with ink to drink imagined lips from the oldest and most mortal wineskin. The sky would be a dark place, a space of light in the eye that looks at itself, in the hand that closes to clutch hold of itself, out in the immense open. When all's said and done, like the one who closes the coffin, or a letter, a ray of sunlight will rise up like a sword to blind us, and gradually open the darkness like an unexpectedly wounded fruit, like a door which hides nothing and guards nothing more. Thank you for coming on this journey with me. I hope you learned something and really enjoyed experiencing the object.
This interpretation was created by Kushboo as part of the BGC Lab for Teen Thinkers internship. Listen to others through the link on the QR codes throughout the exhibition.